righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are very, very grateful that we have this grace once again to be in your house this evening, Lord. Thank you for this number of your children that are in your house already, Lord. Thank you for those that are on their way coming. Thank you for those that will be on the hookup also, Father. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for your help unto your people and the blessing to your people in this place last Sunday. Thank you, Master, for help for myself and your children at Bakatari also. Thank you for the way you helped all of us and even your servant, Lord, at Sapele, and your servant that you brought safely, Lord Jesus, in his journey from the Kwara State, Lord. We are grateful for your help unto every one of us for in answers to prayers, Lord. Lord Jesus, we pray you take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, all that you did for all of us, Lord. Lord, we are still feasting, we are still, Master, Lord, feasting on what you have done for us. May they be permanent in our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, Master, we look unto thee once again this evening to help us, Lord. May you help us this evening, Lord. Lord Jesus, before we go into prayer session, Lord, the little portion of your word that, Master, will be read, and, Master, little admonition, may you take control of everything, Lord. Use your word, Master, to do something special in our lives, Father. Give us understanding and revelation of the same, O living God. Lord, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Anoint us and inspire us to pray. Pray in us and pray through us with glory that cannot be altered, Master. Give us faith, Heavenly Father, to believe our prayers, Lord. Lord, once again, remember your servant at Bakatari and your servant in other places, Lord. May you be with them also, Father. Thank you for granting all these requests, Master. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting. May the riches of God bless him be our portion. Greetings from Bakatari. God bless you. Let's take our Bible because of this our time. Let's open to the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark 11. We start our reading from verse 12. Mark 11 from verse 12. Okay. And on the morrow, when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the feast was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seat of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried off from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. So this evening, by the grace of God, we want to start a little talking about faith. You know, faith is so broad, there is no way we can exhaust that topic on faith. But just to say one or two things on faith, we will start gradually talking about faith this evening. May the Lord Jesus help us. Now, Brother Abraham preached this sermon entitled Time-Tested Faith. He preached it in 580530. Time-Tested Faith. Let's gradually start reading and let's follow the prophet a little while. From paragraph 24. Time-Tested Faith. He preached one time-tested faith. He preached one tested faith produce goods. He preached, those are in the line of the city. He preached perfect faith. Those are in the line of faith. Time-tested faith. 580530. From paragraph 24. All right. And I'm told in the Old Testament that faith in the Old Testament was the same way it is in the New Testament. So many people stumble at the thought of faith, but it's so simple to have faith. For instance, you cannot move out of your seat if you were able to come in and sit down. You cannot move from your seat unless you have faith that you will do it. You cannot put your hat on again unless you have faith you can do it. Never can you draw any breath. Can you draw another breath unless you have faith you can do it? Faith is so common that when we look at it for something a little unusual, we go way over top of it. Try to find what is right next to us. Now, in the Old Testament, when the blood was applied over the lintel of the door, I'm told it was put on by hardship, deep in the blood, and rubbed over the door. Hardship is just common weeds, and that is how it was applied. By worship, something you could just reach down anywhere and get a handful of it. And how appropriate that is today to apply worship as faith. You put the blood on by faith. How are we covered by the blood? Is by faith, common faith. Where you say, but for miracles and for healings, but Abraham is something different type of faith. Are we following? Is something different? Are we following? I expect answer now. Where you say, but for miracles and for healings, Brother Abraham, is some different type of faith? No, is the same faith. There is only one faith. There are no two faiths. There is only one faith. And all good things and all things that are original. All evil is just righteousness perverted. Sickness is health perverted. And everything that is wrong is right being perverted. Where? What perverted? It was Satan. What perverted it was Satan. And Jesus died that he might give us the power through his blood to correct that thing that is wrong, bring sinners back to salvation, sickness back to earth, unrighteousness back to faith. Unrighteousness back to righteousness. See, it's just that simple. And many times we go over it, looking to sin, hunting. Oh, only if I could do this. You could, if you just don't be excited about it. Let's jump to paragraph 36. In the scripture tonight, the same chapter, Jesus had said to a tree, no fruit grow on thee, or no man eat from thee. Then he said, after this verse, if you say to this mountain, be moved, not if I say, if you say to this mountain, be moved. Now, we know that man could not move a mountain by just speaking to it. The only thing could do that will be deity. So then, if the mountain is before us, and our objective is right, and our motive is right, then it isn't us speaking anymore. It's deity speaking. Then it has to move. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 39. Now, faith is so simple. The scripture says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is not a myth. It is not an imagination. We don't catch faith in the air. It's not a myth. It's something that you actually possess. Just like this. Listen, let me narrate that. The way Abraham said it. Abraham said it's just like this. If I was starving to death, I was seriously hungry, and I was just complaining. Yay, my stomach is paining me. I'm hungry. Yay, who will help me now? I don't have any money. I'm hungry. I will die. I want to die. This hunger. And somebody just come to me and say, Abraham, what is the problem? He said, I'm hungry. And the person said, what should I do for you? He said, if I just get the bread, I don't mind if there is no pepper, if there is no soup, if there is no tea, if there is no nut, if I just get the bread, I will be okay. I say, take this 1,000. Go and buy bread. Now, if that person gave me 1,000 to go and buy bread, do I still need to be lamenting again? No. That 1,000 is enough to take part of the hunger away, if not all the feeling of the hunger. Because I know in my hands I have the purchasing power of bread. Now, I might have to cross the street. Rabbi said, I might have to cross a place that has tongues and things to go and buy the bread. I might have to cross mountain. I might have to move from place to place before I get the bread. But as long as I have the 1,000 in my hands, I'm rest assured that this hunger is taken care of. Praise the Lord. That is the way faith is. That money that I was given is the purchase power for bread. That is the faith that I have, that this hunger is no more. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, God bless our brethren, that this is, it looks beautiful. Now, Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh, I thought the body is still there. No problem. Now, the key words in that scripture of faith is what? Substance. And what? Evidence. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, okay, I need is Esther Fagwesa in this? Okay, can you go to the keyboard, please? Can you please go to the keyboard? Who is there? Brother, come. Yes, you are wearing white. Come now. This is the way Brabram explained this other part. I'm standing. Standing my throne like this.
Now, who is standing before me? Brother Jeremiah is standing before me. Is it true that he's standing here? Why? Because you can what? You can see him. I also know that Brother Jeremiah is standing there. He's white, he's wearing white shirt and I think maybe blue trouser. Now, I'm sure that Brother Jeremiah is standing here. Nobody can argue that with me. Everybody knows that he's standing there. Now, Brother Jeremiah, come. Is Brother Jeremiah still standing there? Is he standing there? I know he's standing there, and you cannot argue that with me. Why do I know he's standing there? I can't see him, but he's standing there. Why? Who knows why I know he's standing there? Because I'm holding him, I'm feeling him. I know he's still there. Nobody can argue with me that Brother Jeremiah is not behind me. I can't see him, but I know he's there. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can go and sit down. Please, can we close our eyes? Everybody, close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Children, close your eyes. Many know that the keyboard is playing. Our eyes is closed. How many are sure you believe that the keyboard is playing? We can't even raise our hands. Some are not sure that the keyboard is playing. Maybe your hearing is having a problem if you are not sure. All of us know that the keyboard is playing. But did you see it? How did you know that the keyboard is playing? Because you heard it. God bless you, Sister Esther. You can go and see that. So, some people, some people say that seeing is believing. But was seeing believing by what we had? Was seeing believing by Brother Jeremiah standing behind me? No. I could feel him. I know he was there. We could have the organ playing. We all knew and we were sure and we believed that the organ was playing. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, not heard, not felt, not smelled, and not what is the last sense? Not tasted. So we didn't see it, we didn't taste it, we didn't feel it. We didn't hear it, and we didn't smell it. But something tells us with all assurance that that thing is there. Praise the Lord. That is faith. But what declares it to us? How do we know that faith it is actually there? Brother Abraham said, the sixth sense declares that it's there. It is only by the sixth sense that we can know, we can be sure that thing is ours. Praise the Lord. Now, let's apply it to first healing. If I'm sick, I'm in the hospital, and God gave me the substance that this sickness will not kill me. It might be a terminal sickness, but if something give me the assurance that this sickness is not unto death, that I'm going to be well. Let the doctor say, Brother Luafemi, you have 6 days to live, or even 1 day to live. Brother Luafemi said, you will smile into his face. Because why? You have a substance that this one is not unto death. Praise ye the Lord. That is faith. Remember, Brother Luafemi said, I was hungry. Somebody gave me 1,000. And that 1,000 is as good as the hunger is gone. Though I don't have the bread with he didn't give me the bread. He only gave me the purchasing power for the bread. And that purchase power for the bread is the thing I know that I don't care whatever happens. Even if rain is falling, Even if I have to wait 31 hours after I've been given that 1,000, I know that I will get the bread, I will buy the bread, I will eat the bread, and the hunger is over. But after I'm given 1,000, if something delayed and I didn't get the bread immediately, will I still be nursing the pain and be crying? Is it possible for me to still be crying? No. Because I know I have the, so I have a, so a material in my hand that will purchase what and purchase something, the bread that will solve this problem of hunger. That is faith. Praise ye the Lord. May God help us. All right. Let me read a little because we still have some time. Time-tested faith. Let me now. All right. Paragraph 40. Let's hear what the prophet said. Well, I haven't got the bread yet, but I've got the purchase power of the bread. Now, I may be a mile from the bread, but I can be just as happy with that 1,000 in my hand. And I can, when I get the bread in my hand, because I've got the purchase power of the bread. And when faith is anchor that is finished, when faith is anchor that is finished, you are just as happy as if you was already jumping and shouting, because it's all over. You have it. It's something, you know you've got it. Nothing can move it. You never watch for any evidence or evidences or something else. You just know you have it. Now, when I got the 1,000, I may have to go over some hills, go through a briar patch, across some water, and might have to cross bridges. But all the time, I'm rejoicing. That is why, when we know and we are sure that God has done something for us, He gives, supernaturally, He gives joy to you. The pain of that thing is over. Praise the Lord. Have you ever prayed and in your heart is settled that this matter is settled before God? When that happens, you can't be complaining again. The people that you have been seeing before that know that you have that problem, in their face you can smile. In their face you can praise the Lord. In their face you can even testify. Praise the Lord. Because you know it is settled. God, that matter is settled before God. And you and God have settled it. And you know that it might take months, it might even take a year, but you know that it's going to be. Praise ye the Lord. Alright. So I'm rejoicing because I've got 1,000, knowing I'm going to get the bread just as soon as I get there, is the purchase power. Where faith is the purchase power of things you have hoped for. Is the genuine faith. Nothing can move it. Praise you the Lord. That is why when Brother Abraham see a vision, people say that, why is it that you are not afraid when you have to stand before thousands of people and you have to declare to them that thus saith the Lord, this will be, and you are not afraid? He said, I'm not afraid because I know He said He will be with me, and whatever He said will come to pass. Praise ye the Lord. He said, if God told me that George Washington, He said, if God told me that George Washington will rise from the dead, He said, I will invite the whole world to come and see it. For as soon as I call for it, it will rise. Praise ye the Lord. In this, as we go, let me just give this testimony as we just to round up. We are all aware with the testimony. Before Brother Brown went to Finland, 2 years before he went to Finland, God told him that there is a young boy that will be crushed by vehicle. And at his, yes, he will lay his hands on that boy, and the boy will come back to life. God showed him the vision. God did not tell him where it will be. God did not tell him the name of the place. God did not tell him that. God only showed him the surroundings of the place. So he was, when he was in Finland, they were, himself and some ministers, they went to the mountain to pray, and when they were coming, they saw that, or they heard that an accident happened, which involved two boys. One was crushed dead, the other one has a bad injury, was taken to the hospital. But Abraham and the other people went to the place, they saw it. He also saw it. He said, oh, supposing this is Billy Paul or his boy, how will he feel? Oh, he felt bad. And after he was just going, turned his back and was just going, when he had a hand was laid on his shoulder, he turned back. And then he noticed the environment. He said, it's like I've been in this place before, or I've seen this place before. Then the vision came to his heart. He said, brethren, open the box, they open your Bible. Because he has instructed them to write it in their Bible. He said, it will be a time that this and this and this and so place, the boy will be crushed, he will lay his hand on the boy and will pray, and the boy will come back to life. Abraham said, if this boy did not rise up as soon as I call him, he said, put a poster at my back or in my front and run me out of Finland, a false prophet. Because he was sure that this is not seeth the Lord, and nothing can prevent it from happening. It must come to pass anyhow. He prayed for the boy. The boy jumped up. The boy that was crushed dead, not that he is dead. They even covered the boy with some cloth, with a cloth. The boy jumped up and came back to life. Because it is what? It is doth seeth the Lord. God told him, and he knows it must come to pass. That is the substance. May God help us. We'll continue, God helping us. And by the grace of God, let's bow down our heads. Faith is the hope. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And before, as we are praying, Brother Abraham said, faith, the Bible says, faith cometh by what? Hearing. And what? Hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. May God help us. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord, that God will increase our faith. He will give us this kind of a faith. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you need the help of faith and you want to be prayed for, why don't you raise up your hand as his servant will pray for us. God bless you, sir.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are happy once again to be back to your house for this midweek meeting. Thank you for being with us since we have left here on Sunday. Thank you for fighting our battles, meeting our needs, providing our needs, guiding steps we have taken. We are very grateful today. Master Savior Divine, we come, O God, not just to meet man, but to meet you each time we come. And whenever your word is open and a few things is spoken out of it, we need you, O God, to give us grace and give us revelation of what your word meant and make it a substance in us, Lord. Lord Jesus, this that I be spoken tonight, the prophet said, is so simple as he described it. But we can just have to come to you and say, Lord, as simple as this faith is that I be described, Lord, may you give it all to us, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, to be able, O God, to face situations, Lord Jesus, to bring things to manifestation, to answer prayers, O God, to say no to unbelief, and believe you, O God, until we see the manifestation of answers to our prayers. Thank you, Father. Whatsoever we are trusting you for, O God, Lord, give us this faith that we not take no for an answer. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Bless your servant as we commit the rest of the service into your hands. Help each and every one of us as we pray. You have taught us. We believe, O God, let it happen. You have said whatsoever things we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received. And then shall we have it. So let it be unto every one of us for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Tetere, my faith loose up today. Faith.
Gracious Father, we are grateful, we are thankful unto you for making it possible for us to be in your house for this midweek prayer meeting. We thank you for the blessings we have received, Lord, from the worship service to the preaching of your word on faith. And Lord, also we have the privilege to commit ourselves to you. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask that what your word has planted in us, may your spirit water it in our heart, Lord, that we may enjoy the benefit and the blessings of the same. May the enemy not succeed to uproot them out of our hearts. Lord, may we not be forgetful hearers, dear Father. We want to ask, Lord, that all the requests we have committed to you, though the ones that were written by your children, our read, and the ones we have on the slide, and Lord, the verbal ones and the individual ones that we prayed about, you know them all. We have asked them according to your word, which is your way. And Lord, we pray that you give unto us faith, Lord, to believe the prayers we have offered unto you, that you have answered them. Because we have obeyed your word that said that when we desire anything, we should ask them in prayer. And it went further to say that when we ask, we should believe we have received our request. You said, then shall we have them. Lord, we have prayed. We know you have heard. May our requests, may every bit of them turn to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Dear Lord, we pray for your children that have believed that you will comfort their heart and Lord be their strength. We pray for those who traveled for journey mercies. We pray, O God, for the sick that you make them perfectly well to the glory of your name. Lord, this time in our country is the way it is. Lord, because the end is close and the enemy is raging. We just pray, dear God, for grace for your children. And you help us to be able to, Lord, be strong in the faith. And Lord, not to murmur or complain, but just to commit ourselves unto you. Because you are aware that we are here. And you told us to pray for the peace of where we are staying. We are asking for peace in our country. Let there be peace, dear Father. We pray, O God, that every wicked hands of the enemy, may you push them back, dear Father. We pray that, Lord, you will, for the sake of your elect, may you watch over your people, dear Father. Frustrate all the plans of the enemy. Let it be King of Glory. Watch over every one of your children wherever they are. May your protection be mighty upon them. When we have to travel long or short journey, may you watch over us, dear Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servant you have used, virtue has left him, we ask to replenish him back and lift all the honor of his ministry. Thank you for bringing your servant from Kwara State, and Lord, for the blessing he has been to your children there. We pray that you restore his strength and Lord, lift him up there, Father, and prepare him for the next time that we have to stand before your children. His effort in that place may never be in vain. May you watch over the assemblies, watch over your servants there, and help them to constantly be a blessing to your people. Brother that is in Sapele, we lift him up before you, that to be his strength and protection, and his wisdom and his grace. Lord, may you stand for him and give him all that he has in to be able to function well in the new assignment before him, dear Father. Grant it, King of Glory. We pray, O God, that each one of your servants, wherever they are, may you strengthen them, dear Father. Help us at this time. We thank you for our pastor. Thus far, your grace has helped him. We ask you to perfect his head, Heavenly Father. And give him the strength he has in us, O God, just as he desired, O living God, to the glory of your name. Lord, I may joyfully resume his duty back to the glory of your name. Let it be, dear Father. Thank you for bringing your servant that went to Bakatari. We are grateful unto you for, Lord, your protection upon him. Each time he has to travel to that place and come back, his effort there may never be in vain. May you bless his effort, dear Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Lord, some of your children that travel, may you watch them over them. And when they will return, bring them back home safely. We pray that as we go back to our home tonight, You brought us safely. May you take us back home safely also. May the night be peaceful unto us. The rest of the week, may you watch over us also. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petitions. For we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Want to welcome God's servant back from his trip. God bless you, sir. Yeah, this is greetings from the church visited. Say greetings to the pastor, the ministers, and the church from the pastor of Ladoba Church. Of Ladoba Church, and he sent his appreciation to all for releasing me to come and be with them. God bless you. This is a reminder about the tax reform seminar on Saturday, 3 p.m. Let's be punctual. And the variant that has been announced for Edouabon, which is to take place next week, 12th and 13th or so of December, has been postponed until further notice. They have some things they have to. They want it to be in a certain way in the family before the burial. So, for now, the burial is postponed until further notice. Brother Joseph sent greetings to the church that we chatted today. And, alright. Okay, Sister Deborah traveled, said that she lost an uncle that is to be buried this weekend in Ogun State. Yes. So she traveled today and hope to be back after the prayer. Sister Blessing Ashon and the brother Ebenezer Ashon that visited recently, they just went back to Ghana on, that was yesterday. So the same message today to say that they arrived safely and they are sending greetings to everyone. The Lord bless you all. Well, there's a possibility that I might need to travel before the weekend. If I do, by Sunday you will get to know. I covet your prayers. It's a local traveling. Trust that the Lord will, if I have to travel, that will be my help. God bless you. Shall rise. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe, to joy and comfort give you. Take it. Name of Jesus, we get you, O child of sorrow and of woe. Yes, we joy and comfort give you. Take it, and where are you go? Precious name, precious. God be with you till we meet again. Oh, how sweet.
Jesus, oh, it from every, oh, every snare. If temptations round you got, oh, breathe that holy name in our precious name. Yes, precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of exile, joy of heaven. Oh, precious name. Oh, how sweet. Oh, for better joy of heaven.